funny. We should come right off of TELUS World of Science spot because, if I'm not mistaken, Edmonton author Joan Gallant, her last book launch was at TELUS World of Science. Is that correct, Joan?
That is correct.
Yeah. And her husband, Grant, and I, you know, just a little transparency here. Grant and I worked together at this station years ago. He's my co-host. And we did the show, and I knew for years that he was a model rocketeer, and he finally got to use his hobby because didn't he launch a thing up in a rocket?
I've launched four of my books up in rockets, but the last one for my book, Dot to Dot in the Sky, Stories of the Aurora, was definitely the biggest and the best. It went up and over the building.
Wow. Wow. So this latest one, Dark Matter's Nature's Reaction to Light Pollution. I'm hoping Grant didn't light his hair on fire for this one.
No, right, no, he didn't.
Because he and I don't have enough left to do that with, so that's great.
Actually, I had a volunteer help me with that rocket, and Grant helped in many other ways.
Okay, good. Well, maybe that's better, too. Come to think of it. So anyway, the new book looks fascinating, Dark Matter's Nature's Reaction to Light Pollution, and we certainly have light pollution in the city. I know where you live outside the city, it's a little easier to see the stars and things, but this goes right to the critters, I guess, doesn't it, Joan?
It does. You know, I got interested in light pollution because of my interest in the night sky, but the more I read about it, the more I read and learned and researched about how animals need dark at night to thrive and survive, and it seems like such a harmless thing to turn on a light, but it's really interfering with a lot of animals, and when you impact one animal, you impact them all.
Are there some that, and I think you make reference to this in your book, that actually glow in the dark and give off light?
Yeah, there's animals like bioluminescent squid that certain birds eat, and so when they see lights, say on piers or on flares from offshore rigging, they'll think that they're going toward the great big squid, and they won't find what they're looking for.
Really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're near the ocean and a bird does a dropping on your Cadillac and it's glowing in the dark.
It's going to be a problem for everybody.
There you go, yeah. You know what the bird had for lunch.
That's
very
right.
Interesting. Now, I know I've mentioned this, and I think I talked about this earlier. Your books are geared toward kids, but I'll tell you, I'm a big kid. I learn a lot from reading your books as well. Do you have some events coming up, don't you, with this book?
I do. I'm having a book launch at Audrey's on November 19th at 2 p.m. I'll be doing a presentation, signing some books. There'll be door prizes and a surprise guest. That's all I can say there. And I've got Book Bash coming up in Cochrane at the Public Library. That's a big full-day event, and I'll be giving presentations there. And then I've got school visits around Alberta during the Young Alberta Book Society Tailblazers Festival.
Oh, that's great. And I noted one here in my old neck of the woods here, Sherwood Park. You're at Strathcona County Library, I believe.
That's right, and I'm especially excited about that one because I mostly grew up in Sherwood Park, and Dark Matters has personal stories in it as well as the science.
Oh.
So it's a really unique presentation of information, and so it has stories about how I got interested in nature and wildlife and astronomy, and some of that happened right in the Sherwood Park Library where I'll be presenting. So there's stories from different places around Alberta and North America, and what happened was I was collecting all the facts that I love and the information that I thought was really interesting, cool facts, and I sent it to the publisher, and he said, "This is really interesting information. Since you're writing for kids, though, wouldn't it be great to add a narrative?" And they said, "Well, what do you mean? Do you want me to, you know, write a novel and slip my facts in?" And he said, "No, why don't you make a collection of stories from your life, and we'll partner the science with the storytelling." And that's how the book turned out.
No kidding. Wow. Wow. So living in Sherwood Park, did you ever go out to Elk Island for some of their night sky events out there?
I have.
Yeah, I have.
Gone to many dark sky events, and there's dark sky preserves popping up all around the place. But, you know, it's sad that we have to travel to see a dark sky.
Yeah, so true. Well, the new book is called Dark Matters, Nature's Reaction to Light Pollution by Joan Marie Gallant. And I guess you've got National Geographic in your corner now, too, with upcoming books, Joan. So
I do.
Cool.
I have three books coming up with National Geographic Kids. One is called Cats. I've seen the pre-release. I guess that one's in stores now, but I have a new one on volcanoes called Erupt 100 Fun Facts About Volcanoes. The biggest book of them all is Solve This, Wild and Wacky Challenges for the Genius Engineer in You, and that will be out in March.
Oh, cool. You know, I was at the University Gardens, and they have your books on sale there. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that, but and all bookstores, too, and online.
Well, they have the Perseid Pajama Party every year.
There you go.
So it's a perfect fit.
Great talking to you, Joan. We'll talk when the next one comes out.
Sounds good.